theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Are you doing like on the news?
Yeah, I'm just rustling my papers.
Are you doing that thing where they... What is that when they do that at the end? Just to get all their scripts like in one...
For me, it just feels like I'm getting ready for work. I'm getting... You know what I mean? I'm prepared. Everything's in order. And I'm about to deliver.
So where are we at?
I'm going to take you to the 18th year at the tap end, if you're keen.
I am keen.
I'm ready. Ready. School trips are something I really miss from my childhood. They were usually a bit regimental, generally involved poor lunches, but were always a highlight and made better by the fact they were way better than a normal day at school.
Were you even thinking about your lunch at this stage of your life?
Lunch has always been very important to me, Scott.
It seems so.
I suppose now I'm technically an adult. I can go on school trips any time. But it's not the same not having a teacher to keep telling me off. And it would look weird if I turned up at the Natural History Museum in a school uniform. This was to be my final school trip. And the rules were slightly more relaxed as I was now in the sixth form. I was studying politics for one of my A-levels, and Mr. G.W. Anker had arranged for us to go on a tour of the Houses of Parliament in London.
This is one of your teachers.
He is, yeah.
We were discussing last week, there's no need for the G.W.
I know.
Just a simple Mr. Anker would have been fine.
He's a really, really, really nice bloke. Proper cool teacher at school. Compared to other school trips, I was quite looking forward to this one. I quite enjoyed studying politics. It was one of my A-levels that I was actually all right at. I don't really side with one particular party, but wouldn't say no to becoming the Prime Minister. A couple of months previous, I'd also had a run-in with a politician called George Galloway, who labelled me an ignorant pig.
What? How did you have a run-in with him? I never knew this.
Yeah. I don't think I've told you this story. So he did a lecture at our school. We used to have a thing called the Friday lecture where all the sixth formers had to attend and they'd get a guest speaker. So one week it was Graham Taylor, who was like this, you know, used to be Watford manager, Watford legend. And one week it was George Galloway.
Right.
Who's quite a famous politician.
Yes.
You know, very outspoken bloke. But I ended up in an argument with him and it finished with him calling me an ignorant pig. It was a high point of my A-level studies. That was the moment, in fact, as I watched him storm out, that I realised I had a huge potential in politics. Admittedly, I later realised that I had been ignorant in the questions I was asking him in the lecture he was giving, having accidentally mixed him up with someone else. I was under the understanding that he was leader of the BNP, a political party almost entirely the opposite of his own.
No, he's the one off Big Brother.
Yeah. Well, yes, he was off Big Brother shall I be the cat?
Yes, shall I be the cat? Had that happened by this point?
I don't know. I don't think so. Because I remember watching Big Brother thinking, who's the ignorant pig now?
So you thought he was Nick Griffin off of the BNP?
Yeah, admittedly, my handle on politics by then wasn't particularly good.
I thought
good.
You said you were good at it.
Well, I thought I had the sort of shoots of talent. But I ended up in an argument with him, a very in-depth argument about the BNP and stuff like that, and then accused him outright of being the leader of the BNP, which couldn't have gone worse. And he called me an ignorant pig.
Well, you would.
Which technically, well, I suppose he was correct. But all the same, it all kicked off. Being in the sixth form, we were allowed the responsibility of travelling into London on our own. As long as we were all on time to meet just outside the Houses of Parliament at a designated time. As expected, security at the Houses of Parliament was tight. However, we all got through and were led into the massive hall. It was an incredible place. Everything was very grand. In the corner of the room, a news team were doing some kind of report. But we resisted the urge to go over and try and get on TV.
Oh, no, you're the kind of person that would absolutely do that, though.
Always. Always. And whenever
let's go and wave Well, let's go and wave behind the bloke who's live on Sky News.
Definitely. I mean, it's your chance to be on TV, isn't it? And yes, I am that kind of person
who really
goes and does it. Definitely. As long as it's the right news story.
Sure.
In fact, as far as school trips went, it was all very sensible. We sat in on a session in Parliament, which was good. Basically watched a load of MPs shouting at each other. But before too long, it was lunch. This is what I've been looking forward to. And me and a few of the lads got ourselves into a pub just down the road. We had an hour and a half before we had to go back to meet our teacher and carry on with the tour of the Houses of Parliament. As we were sitting there, a reasonably attractive girl walked past and said hello to my friend Paul. By a lucky coincidence, he seemed to know this girl, who was with a group of girls that happened to have done a trip to nearby Downing Street, and two of them in particular stood out. I could see where this was heading. A group of political boys and a group of political girls were going to turn into a fight for the fittest. It was literally going to be a feeding frenzy. I mean, what are the chances of that? That there was us, you know, a group of political sixth form boys, and then in the same pub, a group of political sixth form girls who'd just been down at Downing Street.
Probably quite high near Downing Street.
Well, I suppose actually it's a political area, isn't it? Is there such a thing as a political area?
It's quite a political round
there's
there.
There's a lot of politics around there.
A lot of politics. In one bit.
So it was ideal. Exactly what we wanted from lunch.
And you say this was literally going to be a feeding frenzy.
Yes, well, that's how I saw it playing out because...
Literally?
Literally, because...
Literally?
Yeah.
A feeding frenzy.
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Well, apart from it's lunchtime, that's not literally.
No, it was lunchtime, so yes, technically it was a feeding frenzy, wasn't it? We were very keen. The priorities of lunch changed. This was no longer about food, and it certainly wasn't about getting back to Parliament. It was important that we showed these girls a good time. We had just about enough money between us to buy in some drinks instead of food, a sacrifice that we deemed vital to keep these girls interested. I've generally never been very good at going and talking to girls. However, for some reason, on this outing, things seemed to be going well with one particular girl. She was laughing and having a good time. Her mate was really liking my mate, and all signs pointed towards us being the ones that might get a number. Things were going so well, in fact, the other lads on the trip decided to head back to avoid getting in trouble. They knew they were out of it.
Right.
Because basically, there were only...
only two spaces.
Well, out of that group of girls, I don't mean to sound rude, there was two standout politicians
girls
in that.
Right.
We were happy to risk it for this, though. I finished my next pint and went downstairs to the toilet. My mate was in there, and it seemed like a good excuse to regroup. We were hyped, and as we walked up the stairs, we gave each other a small pat on the back as reassurance. We reached the top of the stairs and looked at our table in front of us. They had gone. No one was there. No bags or anything. I looked left and right around the bar. I couldn't believe it. They had left us. They'd gone. They had done a runner. We were quiet for a second or two, and then it dawned on me. We had been used. It was no different to lessons learnt from the underage phone party in Watford, except this time we were over 18 and had paid even more for booze rather than soft drinks.
Well, so they had your drinks and then they were off?
Yeah, that's what they did. They were crafty. But yeah, then they were politicians.
Exactly.
You know?
You should have known what you were getting yourself
shouldn't
into
have trusted
there.
Them. We should never have both left them. We made it too easy for them.
Right, you stay here in case they leave.
We cut our losses and sprinted back to the afternoon session of Parliament, taking our seats demoralised and disappointed. Our teacher didn't shout at us. We sat on the other side of the viewing gallery, a clever move, but I knew that there would be words later. It was about 20 minutes later, the effects of no food and too much drink started to take hold. I suddenly became really hot and stressed at having to be there. I tried to close my eyes, but I couldn't drown out the noise of the MP's boring voices. I don't think the sprint to Parliament had helped. And then I felt it coming.
Oh no.
There was no stopping it.
Not in the Houses of Parliament.
I tried to cover with a hand, which made things worse. And with a horrible sinking feeling, I threw up over the window of the viewing gallery.
No!
I saw people below look up at me. I stood there, apologising as guards tried to move people away. Other people scrambled to clear the gallery, and then it got worse. I looked up, and right next to two of the guys that left the pub earlier were the group of girls from the other school.
Oh, you're joking me.
They looked disgusted. I waved. They didn't wave back. It was one of the lowest points of my time at sick form. Lessons learnt. Don't ever leave girls on their own in a pub. Eat your lunch. And if you're ever going to be sick, avoid covering your mouth, especially in Parliament. I sometimes wonder if that was the moment I became unqualified to become Prime Minister.
Right there.
All of it came together and it was horrible.
And then you're sick, and then you see the girl that you really fancied earlier on has just seen you.
Yeah. It was the shame of her watching me be sick and also knowing that a few, like 20 minutes earlier, she'd just run off. It couldn't have been worse.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.